Morning. We've gone from one extreme to the other with that gospel. Many years ago, only those of you as old as I or almost will remember, this was the last gospel. Before Vatican II, it was read at the end of every Mass. After the priest said, "The Mass is ended, go in peace," nobody did. Instead, he went back to the gospel side and read a second gospel, and this was it. Of course, it was read in Latin, so unless you were using your missal, you probably didn't know what it was. But it was there every day. Now, it's hardly ever read. It's read today at the Mass on Christmas morning, the day Mass, not the midnight Mass, not the dawn Mass, just the day Mass. And look around and see how many of us there are who come to that one. But otherwise, you have to sort of shoehorn it into the schedule, because with the American bishops having Epiphany on a Sunday now, the Sunday where it would get read gets obscured. So this passage has become rarer and rarer. And yet it's one of the great passages of Scripture. One of the great passages of literature in any language anywhere in the world. That's why I read it first in Greek. Even if your Greek is worse than mine, and those of you whose Greek is pretty good now know how bad mine is, as I stumbled through that. But even if your Greek is non-existent, you didn't understand a word of it, you could hear the cadence and the roll and the rhythm of the poetry that makes it worth reading. And then in English, in a translation that's crafted to match the power of the Greek, the meaning just jumps at you. The roll and the cadence are the same. And the meaning is clear. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Starting off with the eternal Son sharing in the fullness of the Father's being, as we heard in that other wonderful piece of Greek poetry, the prologue to the letter to the Hebrews, that was our second greeting. That's who the Word is from the beginning, outside of time and space, with the Father from all ages. And yet, the Word became flesh. Now, this is poetry. A poet chooses words very carefully. Every word has a purpose. When a word is repeated, it's for a reason. When a word is chosen as opposed to a synonym, there's a reason. It doesn't say the Word became man, or the Word became human, or the Word became a human being. It says, and the Word became flesh. Kai ho logos sarx egenetor. That emphasizes something about the real humanity of the Word. Not the sort of ideal humanity, but the humanity of flesh. Of, you know, bodiliness, confusion, messiness. This is John's very elegant, poetic, theological way of saying the same thing that Luke said last night when he said that Christ was laid in a manger. Of course, we obscure that by using the word manger, which is an elegant French word for elegant reality. Better translation would be the more Anglo-Saxon feed box. I mean, we clean it up. Look at the image. The trees and the star and the poinsettias, it's all beautiful. And it should be. It says a certain thing that way, and I wouldn't want to change it. But in reality, it was a stable, folks. You ever been in a stable? It smelled like a stable. And while God's miraculous effusion of glory may have made the ox and ass bow down in homage, it probably had no retroactive effect on their table manners. A feed box is full of drool of ox and ass who are a little sloppy in their eating. It feels eh. It smells worse. And that's where Jesus was laid when he was born. Kai ho logos sarx egenetor. The Word became flesh, became one with us in all of our unruliness, in all of our messiness. and all of our smelliness, one with us. Kai halogos sarx egenito. Wherever you've been in your life, Jesus has been there. Whatever you've been through in your existence, Jesus is there with you. That's what it says. He has shared in the fullness of our humanity. We generally don't dare to believe in that. We pretty it up. We pretty up our picture of the stable and call it a manger rather than a feed box. We pretty up Jesus as though he were the mind of God walking around in a human body instead of a real human being like us. But that's the reality. He really became the fullness of who we are. Kai ho logos sarx egenito. And because of that, we become who he is. He gave to those who believe the power to become the children of God, the technatheu. We don't dare to believe that either. We sort of hope about going to heaven. But heaven we imagine as, you know, golden pathways and angels and halos and wings and all of this stuff. The idea of actually sharing in the divine nature, we don't dare even imagine that. Much of us hope for it for ourselves. But that's the message of Christmas. He became really and completely who we are. Kai ho logos sarx egenito. So that we may become really and fully and completely who he is. Exousion technatheu genestai. Sisters and brothers, Merry Christmas.